This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 314. And before we get started, just wanted to wish everybody happy holidays. I hope you take some time to spend it with friends or families and loved ones. Even if you are alone during this holiday season, you don't have to be lonely. There are many opportunities to go out there and enjoy the festivities. There's a lot of plays. There's a lot of things going out. So get out there, enjoy yourself, mingle, and build up that interpersonal confidence, which is the topic of today. So we've been going through these four C's of mental strength. Control, challenge, commitment, and confidence. And some of these have subsets to them. In particular, confidence. We had confidence in abilities, which we talked about last week. This week, we're going to talk about interpersonal confidence. And when you can have this interpersonal confidence, it also lends more towards your development of mental strength. So what does it look like when you have strong interpersonal confidence? Well, it means that you have an opinion and you can articulate it and stand up for yourself in that opinion. You have facts behind it. You just don't blurt out something without the knowledge behind it. So you're able to articulate your perspective, your point of view, your opinion. You're able to back it up with information that you have found. Now, it doesn't matter if the information is right or wrong. What we're talking about is that interpersonal confidence, your ability to stand up for yourself, your ability to debate, your ability to actually make your point clear. And this is interpersonal confidence is so important in success in general. When we're at work, we need to be able to give our explanation on something. We need to be able to back it up. We need to be able to communicate with people. We need to be able to debate. We need to be able to also listen. So the interpersonal skill is also part of listening. But not more importantly, but when we're talking about interpersonal confidence, it's our ability to contribute and participate in conversations. You know, if you're in a meeting room or if you're around some folks over the holiday season, then you're gathering around a circle and people are talking and you're just sitting there listening. That's great. But to build up that interpersonal confidence, one of the things that has to take place is you need to participate. And if you can't participate, then that ends to this diminished state of mental strength. So when we talk about developing mental strength in the confidence arena, right, we talked last week about the ability confidence. Now we're talking about that interpersonal. Some people call it the gift of gab. But it's more than just gabbing, because people can actually say some pretty ridiculous things out there and they're very opinionated. But it doesn't mean that they have interpersonal confidence, because what will happen is the ones that are opinionated, if they get challenged, they don't have control over their emotions and they'll get upset and they'll start to stomp off, or they'll create a hissy fit or whatever that might be. And that, you know, that control of emotions is also part of mental strength. So when you have your interpersonal confidence, when that's high, you can get into a discussion and not lose it emotionally. You're able to see the other person's point of view, and you're able to give your point of view with some information, with some data, if you will, or at least just your opinion and why you have formed it. You know, this was part of Socrates. Was watching a great video about the Socrates method, and he would ask people, what is justice? And they would come up with a reason, and they say, well, can you find where that doesn't apply? So then if it doesn't apply, then how can that be justice? And basically, he was just a pain in the butt. But he got people to think, and he got people to think on why they have these beliefs and why they have their opinions. And when people stopped, and this is where it comes from, an unexamined life isn't worth living. And this is part of that interpersonal confidence. Socrates had great interpersonal confidence. He was able to go up to people and ask questions and get them to think. And this is what we want to do. We want to examine our beliefs. We want to examine our values. We want to examine our positions. And do we have these opinions based on our own beliefs, our own facts, our own data, or are we just going around like sheep because somebody else said it, we agree with it? If we just do that, then our interpersonal confidence is going to diminish because we won't have anything to back it up. We won't have any reason to or any evidence to support our position if we just follow what somebody says without questioning it, without looking at it. So part of interpersonal confidence is also doing some introspective on our opinions, on our points of view, and where do they come from? Are they ours, or are they our social leaders? Are they our religious leaders? Are they our parents? And when we can start to examine our own personal opinions, our beliefs, our perspectives, and dig deep and examine those, we will then be able to have a stronger interpersonal confidence because we're going to be able to contribute to conversation because we've examined what we're going to say and we know where it's coming from. And this is what's so important, because what many people happen is they get a point of view or perspective. They read in the newspaper, they watch it on TV, or they hear somebody else say it, and then they just regurgitate it. And when they get challenged, they have no reason for this. They don't have any backup. They don't have any data. They don't have any information. They don't have any introspective on why this opinion is there. And so what they do is they feel like they're being attacked when somebody asks them a question, and then they get all up in arms and they either start to yell, scream, or they try to bully their way out of it, or they'll leave the conversation. Those are folks that don't have strong interpersonal confidence. Yes, they may be confident enough to voice their opinion, but if they're challenged or questioned on where they get it from, they don't know where. It's just because somebody else said it. And so they get upset, and then they don't have that emotional control, and then they move on. So we have to be careful when we start talking about interpersonal confidence. It's just not expressing your opinion, but having information to, for lack of a better word, defend it. You know, if you were on trial and you gave your opinion and the attorney said, can you prove it? Or how do you know this is true? You need to be able to do that. That gives you the confidence. And I don't mean we have to be scientists and examine, you know, every little thing. But the more that we can examine our beliefs, the more that we can examine our perspectives, our values, our position on certain things, and really examine them and come to our own truth, the more we will develop our interpersonal confidence. When we haven't taken the time to do that, if we just blindly listen to what the news says, blindly read what the papers have or what's on Facebook or what's on LinkedIn, if we just read it and go, yeah, I agree with that. Why do you agree with it? Where is the evidence of it? When we start to examine it, then that examination helps us build our interpersonal confidence. And when our interpersonal confidence increases, that increases our overall mental strength. Again, mental strength is comprised of control, challenge, commitment, and confidence. And there's a saying that a rising tide lifts all boats. So if your interpersonal confidence rises, your overall mental strength will rise as well. And you'll be able to be more successful in your different endeavors, whether it's a relationship, business, finances, whatever. You'll be able to persevere through it. You'll be able to deal with situations. But if your interpersonal confidence is lacking, or if it gets exposed to be lacking, then that shakes up that foundation that you're standing on, because now it's just a house of cards. Because you really don't know why you have this perspective. You really don't know why you're saying the things that you do. And then when you get challenged, your world starts to crumble around you because you have all these false beliefs that you thought were true. But then when somebody challenges you on it, you can't articulate why it's there. And this is what's really fascinating with Socrates, is when we can start to really look at our position. So when you're having a conversation with somebody, stop for a few minutes and think, Why is it that I believe this? Where is it? Is this absolutely true? Can I find evidence to the contrary? If I can find evidence to the contrary, then why do I believe it if there's something else out there that's saying it's not true? And then you have to go this deep, deep introspection. And when you can have your examined life, as Socrates talks about, your interpersonal confidence will go up because you'll be standing on solid ground. And so what I'd like you to do is during this holiday season, even up until next year, which is only about a week away, examine your thoughts, examine your perspectives, examine what's going on. Because, you know, if you get rattled easily, that might be a really good sign that you haven't taken time to reflect on your beliefs and values. And during the holiday season, we come up with all sorts of conversations, right? And maybe a little too much alcohol is involved. So we get into arguments, we get into fights, and that just exacerbates all of it. But if you can, if you're in a gathering, a lunch gathering, a Christmas party, and you start talking, continue to talk, but just wonder, is this really true? Why do I believe this? Where does it come from? Is there evidence to the contrary? How is it that I came up with this? Is this my idea, or am I just regurgitating my significant others or my leaders that I follow? So this is what I'd like you to do, because this is part of, right, of mental strength, is that life examined. And when we can examine that, we then can start to have our increase in personal, interpersonal confidence. So with that, I hope you enjoy the assignment, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage, and remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.